Abrams Tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Thursday, May 29th. Just a couple of days away from June. Man, I can't believe how fast this year is going by. Talking about a breaking story that happened on Mackinac Island yesterday, Speaker of the House Matt Hall talking about the Republicans' plan to give a 20% increase per pupil. The Democrats, both the governor and the Senate Democrats, proposed $10,000 per kid. First time in the history of the state of Michigan we've ever broken the $10,000 ceiling. Republicans are saying, nope, we're going to propose $12,000. What? Wait a minute. Republicans are for less spending, less government, less of our taxpayer dollars going to Lansing, lower taxes, being physically conservative, hopefully, fighting the teachers' unions, fighting the auto unions, fighting everybody when it comes to force unionism, totally 100% for right to work. What the heck are you talking about? You're going to increase Republicans in the House. You guys are going to propose a 20% increase in per pupil funding. Yep, they are. Where are you going to get the money from? Well, Hall and the Republicans in the House are thinking outside the box. They're thinking of ways to eliminate certain programs they don't like. Corporate handouts, arts and cultural grants. Getting rid of, why do we still have a COVID-19 task force? Can somebody explain that to me? When Biden said COVID is over, COVID is done, why do we still have a COVID task force spending millions of dollars a year for it? Well, we also have to fund the roads. They got a plan for that. But they also are doing it a different way. Let me explain. Normally, budgets are done in the House, the Senate, the governor submits a proposal. Everybody says where they're coming from, what their priorities are, what their agenda is, what they want to fund. And then it all has to come together. One big omnibus bill that is agreeable to the majority of the state representatives in the House and the majority of the state senators in the Senate, and something that the governor is willing to sign. When it finally gets to the governor's desk, if they don't like what's in it, they have a red pen. Line item veto. We can do this in state government. They can't do it in Washington. Donald Trump is struggling with this right now with the U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin and Rand Paul, the U.S. Senator from Kentucky. Elon Musk isn't happy about the one big, beautiful bill. But I digress. That's Washington. We're going to talk about that in the next hour. But in the state government, you get these three proposals, the governors, the House, the Senate. Everybody goes through them. They look at them, and then they start making changes, compromise, coming together where they can approve it in the House, the Senate, and the governor will sign it, hopefully, without a whole lot of line item vetoes. That's the goal. That's the plan. Normally, it's done before July 1st. Well, Hall said flat out, on Mackinac Island ain't happening. We're not going to have it done before July 1st. So all you stop talking about it, it's not going to happen. It'll be soon, but it's going to be well after July 1st. Okay, why? Well, for them to provide a permanent $3 billion road funding formula and to increase spending in public schools from $10,000 per pupil to $12,000 per pupil, plus adding scholarship grants to any high schooler that graduates and goes to a Michigan public university, this is a huge increase in the education budget. Wait a minute. Again, let me understand what you're saying, Randy. On the radio today, you're saying right now that the Republicans are doing this, not the Democrats? Yep. Where's the money coming from? Well, they're going to take a long time to go through and do basically what they've needed to do to this budget a long time ago. Tom Stellings, good friend of ours, talked about this back in 2010 when he ran for Congress. Forensic audit, line by line, department by department, go through and see where the waste, fraud, and abuse is, where you can possibly cut and save money, and then shift the savings toward these increased education fund and a permanent road funding plan. Normally, this process is overseen by what they call in Lansing, the insiders call it the quadrant. Have you ever heard of the quadrant? What is the quadrant? It's the Speaker of the House, the Senate Majority Leader, who the two of them aren't even speaking to one another, the Lieutenant Governor, and the Governor. They usually meet at the Governor's desk. When it's getting serious, when it's time to come together and iron this out, it's at the governor's desk. Lieutenant governor sitting usually to her left or right. The House Speaker, the Senate Majority Leader sitting across in the client's chairs. Okay, guys, let's get this done. That's not how Matt Hall's doing this. Matt Hall has been outspoken doing his press conferences on a regular basis. Hour and a half, 2 hour press conferences, laying out exactly what they're doing in the House. Not talking at all to when he brings the Senate Majority Leader. So he's out there in the front, laying out the ideas, getting the media to cover it, getting the media to report on it, getting all the attention in the media. That's why, basically, his approval numbers are up. He's up to 60% approval, 40% negative. Well, then, what he's doing is using his members in the House caucus, the chairman of these various committees, chairmen of these subcommittees, to work with targeted Democrats that are absolutely key, to being able to forge a relationship, not necessarily a personal friendship, but a mutual respect for one another. So when asked exactly when, what kind of timeline are we looking for a House budget to surface when you say very soon, Speaker Matt Hall said, you'll see. You're going to see us move forward very quickly with a very smart budget. Hall said legislative Democrats are working toward a government shutdown that they're going to try to blame on him and his Republican caucus. With this group, I think it's going to be well after July 1st, and that's okay. Because if we take our time, we're going to finally fund all of these big priorities for the people of the state of Michigan, Hall said. Well, two key relationships. Senate is controlled by the Democrats by one seat. right now 19 to 18. Again, because Whitmer will not call for a special election in the 35th State Senate District due to the vacancy. McDonald Rivett won a U.S. Congress seat, went to Washington on January 1st. She was the Democrat state senator representing the 35th. But then November 5th, 2024, election happened, and that district went huge. I mean huge. Midland, Bay, Saginaw counties went huge for Donald Trump. It's MAGA country. And Whitmer knows darn well if she calls that election, a Republican's going to win that seat, and they're going to have gridlock. We've talked about it many times. Well, the Senate Appropriations Chair, Sarah Anthony, Democrat of Lansing, from the Senate, said last week that she's always had productive conversations with Republican State Representative Ann Boland. Whoa. Not with Matt Hall, not the Speaker, but the House School Aides Appropriations Subcommittee Chair Tim Kelly, Republican from Saginaw in the House, said during the press conference that he's talked to the senator of the pre-K through 12 Appropriations Subcommittee, Darren Calamari, Democrat from Trenton. Well, guess what? All four of them said is going to happen starting next week. They're going to start working together on this new proposed budget. $12,000 per pupil. An increase of 20% from $10,000 to $12,000 per pupil. And they're going to do it through backdoor channels. Not the speaker. No. His state representatives in the House working with Democrat state senators. So basically, the House and the Senate are already conferencing. The House and the Senate are already looking at figuring out ways to work together to get this budget done. And now that the Republicans are increasing per pupil funding, they got the Democrats' attention in the Senate. Very, very smart approach. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number one, just to wrap up this story. This is interesting because you basically have a war going on between the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks. Again, I don't want to talk about it from January, but the previous Speaker, Joe Tate, Speaker of the 102nd Legislature, left 9 bills passed by the House and the Senate by the Democrats on the Speaker's desk when he left without giving them to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. And don't ask me what 9 bills they were because we talked about it in January and I'm not really going to go back and research it. I don't care. But Matt Hall said, I am under no constitutional requirement to forward these bills to the governor in January. So he probably picked the 9 bills up and put them in the bottom right drawer of his desk where they're locked up, safe, secure, not going anywhere. They're definitely not going to the governor for a signature and turning them into law. So Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, Democrat, mad as heck that Hall won't forward those to the governor for signing, turning them into laws, she sued him. She took him to court. What did the judge rule? You should, Mr. Speaker, Matt Hall, you should forward those to the governor. Should? Okay, what if I don't? Well, she never responded. She didn't say you must, you shall, you must absolutely do it. She said you should do it. Well, Matt Hall says, no, I don't feel like it. I'm not going to do it. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, Matt Hall, have never even had a meal together. They have never sat down in the normal, traditional way of doing things in Lansing in January. You go out to lunch together, usually one-on-one. Sometimes they bring, you know, staff with them. But most of the time, it's the two of them. Now, aides are close by in case they have a question or they bring up a discussion of topic of something that they need information on. Let me ask my legislative director. Call them over to the table. Maybe they're sitting at the table. I don't know how it's done exactly, but they normally at least have a meal together in January. Well, guess what, folks? This is the end of May, and they haven't done that yet. Winnie Brinks is absolutely holding a grudge against the Speaker, Matt Hall. So guess what? The quadrant that I talked about in the last segment, the governor, lieutenant governor, Senate Majority Leader, Speaker of the House, it hasn't been happening so much. We don't even know if the governor is even talking to both of them. We don't know because Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been MIA, missing in action. Haven't heard from her. All this discussion about proposed budget from the Senate and what Matt Hall wants to do with the Republicans in the House, and governor hasn't been saying anything. So as a result, guess what? Matt Hall said the budget from the House is coming out soon. Very soon? Soon. Well, when exactly when we see it? You'll see. But it's definitely going to be after July 1st. Okay, got it. Got it, got it, got it. But with these changes and these increases in per pupil funding coming from the Republicans in the House, this has shocked Lansing. I'm sure today the Senate Democrats, even the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, are sitting there shaking their heads and going, what is he doing? Is he trying to pull a Donald Trump? Because that's the first thing that came to my mind when I read this story this morning. Donald Trump got working men and women, us folks that have to go to work every day and pay the bills, to vote for him. Donald Trump took a key part of the Democrats' votes away from them on November 5th, 2024. Donald Trump got the working men and women, the regular mom-pas, middle class, low-income people, workers, people at the end of the day, folks, that after you go to work, you have to take a shower before you eat dinner or before you go to bed. Those are the people he's going after. Is this what the House Republicans are doing? Are they going to get some teacher support? Are they going to get some retired teacher support? Are they going to get the teachers union to come out in favor of this House Republican budget? Oh my God. Cats and dogs sleeping together. Hell has completely frozen over. Stop the clock of time. What? This is unheard of. This has never happened since I've been doing this show for over 13 years. I've never seen a budget like this coming out of House Republicans, let alone any Republican, a governor, the Senate, definitely not the House. This is unprecedented. This is big. This is huge. And the way he's going to negotiate this budget, using his state reps to talk to state senators, going right around the Senate Majority Leader. I'm getting more and more respect for Speaker Matt Hall every single day. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing, not too far off the beaten path.